You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Hour number two.
Bring these to recess? No, but common sense dictates that this is a toy.
Hour number two, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. In such a hurry to get out of the blocks that I walked all over that line. Do you want to rerun it again there, Phil? It was from an Edmonds parent who was just stupefied that the school district punished a bunch of boys.
Yeah, suspended them.
For having, yeah, suspended them for having Nerf guns. Again, Nerf guns on school premises, which they were allowed to have for a science experiment. The experiment was fire the little foam projectiles 100 times and see if there's any variance. But then they started aiming them at each other and shooting the foam pellets at each other. And that's when the school district had to step in and say no.
Do I think they should be able to bring these to recess? No, but common sense dictates that this is a toy.
Common sense. What's that got to do with the public school system when it comes to issues like this? We have examples all the time of just comic overreaction. And why do we bring this up? Of what resonance does it have, Mr. Vandervoort?
There's a great picture of President Obama playing with just such a toy gun with his kids at the pool on Father's Day at Camp David.
Hold on. Let me look around for it.
And I just posted this. I just linked this up on your
Facebook
page.
Oh, my Facebook page. Ah! Ah! He is! He's holding a firearm! A Nerf gun with water in it.
Running around the perimeter with a super soaker gun. And it's kind of got some of those same AR-15
type stylings. It's got some of the same characteristics.
Yeah, yeah.
Same markings. Yeah. So here you have the president modeling bad behavior, ladies and gentlemen. Here you
have
it. The president of the United States running around with a faux firearm. Here you have the president of the United States carrying something that they would not allow him to walk onto school property in the Edmonds School District.
Buy a shotgun.
But by the way, remember, who was our reporter? Was it Tracy Vetter?
Uh-huh.
Who did the report in Edmonds?
Yeah, that's right.
And she was... she was trying to show the plastic Nerf gun that got the kids suspended, and school officials told her she had to move her report to the sidewalk because she could not legally carry this plastic Nerf gun on Edmonds School District property. So she had to walk out to the sidewalk to do her spiel, her rap for the Como 4 News segment she did.
Now, both parents are planning to file appeals of their kids' suspensions here at district headquarters. And if you're wondering how we can have this toy gun here, well, the district actually moved us out to this sidewalk, so we're not officially on school property. Reporting live in Edmonds, Tracy Vetter, Como 4 News.
Get away from here with that!
Stop it!
So if the president of the United States showed up and said, yeah, you know, my kids are just playing around with this. Oh, please, you must leave that at the curb, Mr. President. Now, you will recall, just a couple of weeks ago, there was a story about a toy gun buyback program in California that a school principal had come up with the idea of having kids turn in their toy guns and they'd get a book. And so he got all sorts of attention, national news media attention, for having a toy gun buyback. And the rationale for it, and I read you this, the rationale for the toy gun buyback is if kids play with guns as children, they're more apt to misuse guns as adults. So I think it's just a matter of time. If you're willing to fire a super soaker at your kids around the pool, it's just a matter of time before you start using the real thing.
It's an outrage.
It's a gateway gun.
It's a gateway gun.
You start with a squirt gun. You move up to a super soaker. The next thing you know, you're knocking over liquor stores.
And keep in mind, it's the use of these squirt guns, these super soakers and Nerf guns that desensitize children to gun violence. So it's just a matter of time. Remember, the kids got trouble at the playground at that school district for just pretending, sticking their fingers out and their thumbs up and pretending to shoot each other. They got in trouble doing that because you're modeling bad behavior. This can set a precedent. So I guess the president has joined the precedent of modeling bad behavior, and it's only a matter of time once you start playing with guns that you start using the real thing. So thought you'd want to see that. And again, that's on John Carlson Radio, my Facebook fan page, which I hope you will like, because more and more people going to it every day.